All right, we're going to go out strong, the final segment of Rosie on the House.
You know, it's exciting. The staycation is back.
It is.
It is. The first winner, we've kind of got them stacked up right now, but one that's rescheduled is for Little America. They're headed up this weekend and just going to enjoy the pines. Great time to make a reservation up there and catch the fall colors that are bound to come.
Always one of our favorite places to stay in Flagstaff. Jennifer and I actually were in Little America on our honeymoon.
We were. It's just lovely. Yeah. It's even lovelier now. It's got all kinds of nice places to walk around the grounds. Great, you know, you can have events there. You could actually have a wedding there if you wanted to. And then lots of places to visit close by, including one of our favorites, Lowell Observatory.
Lowell Observatory is fun. We were there, I think, when the place was brand new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we get to Flagstaff, it still remains one of our favorite places to stay. And I think when people go to Flagstaff, one of the most underrated directions you can go. I mean, you can go northwest to the Grand Canyon. You can go over and have a great time on Route 66 over in Williams. You can do Lowell Observatory. You can do Reardon Mansion right in downtown Flagstaff. But when you go east and northeast, when you go up to the Colorado River, Little Colorado Grand Falls, when you go over to Meteor Crater, when you go over to Painted Desert, Petrified National Forest, Second Mesa or Ryby. Those are just some of my favorite little getaway places to go in the great state of Arizona.
And just a little bit east is Satchmo's.
You
can go have lunch at Satchmo's. You can have lunch and you can go back and have dinner.
There
it's really
go.
Good.
Jennifer, the barbecue snob of Arizona, rates Satchmo's as absolutely the number one barbecue location
little
in the
Miss
whole
barbecue.
State.
Little Miss Barbecue, man, that's a little bit of a competition
little
now,
Miss
but
barbecue.
Good choices.
Okay, so Satchmo's. So the Arizona staycation, we've never postponed it. People have been registering for it every month, and we've been pulling winners every month. But many of the lodging facilities and many of the winners have asked, may I put this off until things return a little bit more to normalcy? And we absolutely allowed that.
I think they all rescheduled this month, too.
They did.
They're going out. We're keeping Mr. John Pratt busy over there.
Yes, we are.
You get to pick up a car from the demo lot at Sanderson Ford, and then you get to take it for 2 or 3 days and just get out there and get back. He's very flexible about letting you get back and return when you can. He has worked so hard to make sure that you have a good time.
He has been very, very flexible. We appreciate him for that. The Arizona staycation, there's only one place you can register for it in the entire world, and that's on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We pick a winner one a month, and we put you in a Sanderson Ford vehicle of your choice to road test for 3 or 4 days. We arrange for the lodging and give you a travel card and a gift basket from Coyote Odies and Arizona Highways.
Sibley's West.
So we try and make it a memorable Arizona adventure for you and your loved ones, available only at Rosie on the House with the registration for the staycation. Again, I'd like to thank all the participants that made today's show super great. Greg Peterson, the urban farmer, and the great Seed Up. I'd like to thank Chauncey Meyer and how he helped us put together the article on natural outdoor lighting and how to bring it inside.
You'll find the blog on our website and in your newsletter, and also the Daily Star has a Q&A for that same topic with Chauncey.
Chauncey Meyer, architect. Operating out of Tucson, Rosie Certified Architect. I've always appreciated our relationship with him, as well as Chip Marvin, the free light and skylight installation specialist up in Maricopa County. Pella Windows, of course, if you're bringing light into your house, you got to make sure and control the heat and the UV rays. We just had, and Josh Lawler, teaching people how to use a pressure washer. We covered it all today, and that's what we do every Saturday morning. Don't get scared. We'll be back. Next Saturday morning, 8 to 11.